Welcome to our discussion of Parshat B'Shalach, the prerequisite for Torah. If we look in the story which is found in this Parsha, which is the Parsha right before we get the Torah. The Torah is received in Parshat Yitro. Here we are in B'Shalach. The sea has been split, and the Jews go to Marah. There in Marah, the place of the bitter waters which were sweetened, they were given some kind of a law. It says as follows, Sham samlo chok u'mishpat v'sham nisahu. There they were given a law, perhaps an inexplicable law, a chok, and a mishpat, a judgment relating to courts, things like that. And that's where God tested us. And then the next verse says that he says, if you listen to the commandments, you'll be in good shape. If you don't, then you could be in trouble. If you follow the commandments, you will not have the plagues of Egypt. Now, what does it mean that he gave them some laws, different types of laws, at this place called Marah prior to Sinai? You mean before Sinai they had some kind of laws? So Rashi says, yes, Shabbos, Parah Aduma, the idea of the red heifer, the ashes that purify a person, and Dinim, laws. It says laws, and it says an inexplicable law, that's Parah Aduma, and Shabbos, the idea is that in the Ten Commandments, it says, keep Shabbos like I told you. Where did I tell you? In Marah, in this city before they came to Sinai, they learned about Shabbos in that place. If you look in the source of Rashi, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Medrash, the Gemara in Sanhedrin 56b says that Shabbos, honoring the father and mother, those are the two things which it mentions in the Ten Commandments were already said before. Another opinion is that it refers that inexplicable is the laws of immorality. Immorality are not necessarily, it's a rational way of being moral. It's the Torah that says what morality is. And therefore, it's irrational. The laws of immorality. Many today question why two consenting adults can't do whatever they want. It's irrational. It's the Torah law. It's the morality of the Torah. It's dictated. That's the chok. That's the inexplicable law. And the simple law is the judgment. That's the various laws of various fines and various torts. That's actually the two opinions in the Mechilta. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says, Dinim Shabbos and Kibud Av Va'Em, that it's the laws, because it says here law, and Shabbos and Kibud Av Va'Em, Shabbos and honoring the parents, that's already mentioned in the Ten Commandments as something that was previously commanded. So we have a discrepancy between the Rashi, who throws in the Parah Aduma, and it doesn't mention Kibud Av Va'Em, he mentions the red heifer rather than honoring the parents. A little question why Rashi says that. Now, the more medieval commentaries, later commentaries, had their own ideas about what this is all about. For instance, the Sforno, Italian and Sephardic commentator, he says, basically, God tells the Jewish people, look, you're going in to convert to Judaism. You're going to convert to Judaism. You have to understand, until now, if you ate something that wasn't kosher, it's one thing. But now, there are going to be laws of kosher. Till now, if you violated Shabbos, it's not a big deal. But now, you're going to be Jewish now. There's going to be a difference. So that was what he was telling them. He was warning him that we're about to get the commandments. So really, try to keep the commandments. Well, that, if you keep them, you'll be kept away from the plagues of Egypt. So that's by way of introduction. He's introducing them to the Torah. Marah, this city, this place where they were, right outside of Egypt before they came to Sinai, was a place where they began to warm up. It was a prerequisite for the Torah. It was a place where they could get the general idea before they got the Torah. Now, the Rashi says that it was a place, Yis'askuba. It wasn't so much that they wanted to learn about Shabbos. They could learn about Shabbos when they got to the Sinai. He wanted them to engage in Torah. It was a place to learn, to enjoy the Torah, and enjoy the learning about it before they actually got it. The Ramban, Nachmanides, has a number of different interpretations as to what it's all about. He says one idea is that he's telling them like Abraham. Abraham probably told people, one day there'll be laws about Shabbos and kosher and other laws. So too, at Marah, Moshe is telling them, look, I have a sense that one day we're going to have laws about honoring parents and morality to get them ready, to warm them up. Lahar gilam. It's a warm up to the getting the Torah. He wants them to enjoy the Torah. When they get the Torah, they'll enjoy it. They already learned something about it. They'll be predisposed to Torah. Another interpretation he gives, he says, look, you need to know what the rules are. If you're going to be in the desert all this time, we're going to need to set down some laws. He says, we need to know, what do you do in the desert? What if people are hungry? They shouldn't complain. He says, these are not laws like laws of the Torah about Shabbos and honoring parents. No, that's not what we learned here. That's for Sinai. This is something else. This is to understand the principles of how we get along. After all, for instance, when Joshua, Yoshua came to the land of Israel, as the Gemara in Baba Kama explains, page 80, 81, explains that when they first came, he made various rules of how they should conduct themselves. Can they graze their sheep in any kind of place? What are the rules for how to conduct ourselves in a society? If they're going to be in the desert, they certainly need all kinds of rules. What is Ramban saying? Saying that before the Jews came to the land of Israel, before the Jews got the Torah, the Jews needed, like every human being, to be educated about the basic primary values before we could even begin to have a society. First, we need a civil society. Within the context of a civil society, we can have the additional laws of Shabbos and kosher and mikveh and all kinds of wonderful things. But the premise is Menschlichkeit. The premise is Derech Eretz. The premise is the Yishuv HaMedinos, the way a society should conduct itself. That type of law. We're not even talking yet about the laws of exactly what happens if someone damages someone's property. That's a second stage. The first principle is, let's get along, try to live civilly, sort of like the social contract spelled out. What the society is all about. We say Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, that the way of the world comes before the Torah. It means that even before the Jews got the Torah, they learned, according to some, about Kibud Avaim, honoring our parents. They learned about Arayos, what basic morality is all about. And they learned basic civility. Because civility, Kadma LaTorah, is a prerequisite for the Torah. Before we get to Torah, we need to learn basic rules of civility, how to get along one with another. When Joshua came to Israel, he understood that needed to be done first. Next week's parsha, we'll learn about Yisro, and again, Yisro talking to Moshe about society, about government, how to govern, these basic, simple ideas, how to distribute the leadership. These things need to be discussed even before we get into Torah, we get into the higher levels of what it means to be a human being, what it means to be spiritual, what it means to be living in response to God. That's the lesson of our parsha. It's a prerequisite before the Torah. We need to follow basic laws of morality and civility, honoring our parents. From that context, from that springboard, from that jumping board, we can go from there to indeed receive the Torah. And hopefully at that point we'll receive the Torah, as the Ramban says, with great simcha, with great joy and receptivity. Will be more receptive because the Torah is meant to be given to those who possess basic morality and basic civility. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lameth congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee, for our discussion of Parshat B'Shalach. We're welcome to see our archives of the past number of years. Thank God we've been able to transmit various lessons of the Parsha and the holidays. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz for making this week's presentation possible. Thank you.